Right. Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this meeting of the Infrastructure Works and Development Committee of the Demerara City Council on Monday, 8 October. I'll just note that all persons in attendance are advised that it is council policy to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant council officer. Thank you. Okay, we go to the first item. There are no apologies. It's a full kit tonight. Declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest?
Yes.
Yes, Alderman Jarman?
Item 5.2. Thank you.
5.2. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we'll just go to public, straight into public question time. There are no questions on notice from Alderman, so if there are any questions from the public, please make your way to the microphone, which you have, Mr. Russell. State your name and address and ask your question. Thank you.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steele Street, Devonport. I'm not sure if it's the appropriate meeting to ask the question at, but better put the glasses on. When will the small park on the corner of Old Acre and Victoria Parade be returned to use?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, that's actually Crown land. It's not a council controlled piece of land. Council has looked after it and mowed it for a period of years, but it was never actually part of council's leased area. The developers of the property adjacent to that site approached the Crown and has received a temporary license permit for 12 months, and I believe that runs through until approximately February next year at this stage.
So in other words, hopefully February next year?
That will depend on the Crown. It could, because it is Crown land, it's not something that Council has direct control over. And the decision of whether they're going to allow somebody to use the land is a decision for the Crown. So we certainly have advised Crown that we are keen as a council to remain responsible for it and to actually have it added to the lease of the area that we currently have on Victoria Parade. But once again, that is a decision for the Crown that they'll make at the appropriate time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russell.
Mr. Okay. Chairman, I don't know, am I out of order to ask a question following on from that?
No, you can ask.
Thank you. Because Mr. Russell's asked that question, I just want to let you know I did got some research into that, and that park's actually called Queen Mary Rest Park. So that's nice to have that. That's down with the historian, so that's good to know.
Thanks, Alderman Laycock. Okay, item 4 for 10 is just a report, doesn't require resolution, so we'll go straight to item 5.1. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please? Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Seconder, Alderman Matthews. Alderman Goodwin.
I'd like to add something that's been on the drawing board for 2012, so 6 years. Well, it was even before that when it was first mentioned, so it's good to see where it's progressed to. And hopefully in the not-too-distant future we'll get some construction going. Thank you.
Alderman Matthews.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll endorse previous speaker. And as a Cradle Coast Authority's initiative, I think it's going to be a great thing. The only thing, question, of course, with the risk implications, the vulnerability, which is on page 7, the vulnerability of the path, water levels, remembering June 2016 floods, states to confirm the development plan recommends a study to determine the 1 in 100 flood level. Now, is that through you to the general manager? If he's got an idea of a costing on that, or when that's likely to be done, or what the situation is with that?
Yep, sure. We'll refer that to Mr. Williams, our council engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Through the chair, that study. Is likely to be included in the detailed design of that section of pathway. The estimate for the path allowed a design and administration cost component. So I would say that it would be included in that total. It would take some time, given the complexity of the job. It's the Mersey River, so. But I imagine the Cradle Coast Authority and their consultant would be putting the appropriate resources towards it to make sure it didn't hold up the construction.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Yep. No, that's fine. Thank you. Nothing more to add. Certainly, recommendation should be accepted. Thanks.
Thanks, Alderman Matthews. Any other speakers on
it? Yes.
Alderman Milne.
Just a question about, I'm not sure because I haven't got the my iPad with me today. The signage. So the signage is going to be similar across the whole coast, is that right? Or so I was looking about the options to slow the traffic down, and there are a number of options. Those options are going to be all across the coast with they were discussing speed humps and signs and Dutch pathways and things like that. So it'll be the same across the coast, not just this chunk of Devonport.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, this report is dealing with the section from Ambleside to Latrobe, but the coastal pathway itself, there will be consistency where it's possible across the region, taking into consideration that we're actually, the next report will deal with the coastal pathway from Latrobe through to Heybridge, and there will be a process where it'll be the same people designing and going through the process. So you would think that there will be a fair degree of consistency. But obviously, it's going across more than one council area, so different councils may have different requirements or different signage requirements. But hopefully, most of it will be consistent. There is a project control group that's being set up, and it has representatives from a technical perspective from each of the councils, and so therefore, those sort of discussions will occur at that level as well.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not to take anything away from the Cradle Coast Authority, but this plan, original plan, was finished in 2010. I want to give credit to Devonport Council, because if my memory serves me correctly, this council was were the ones that came up with the Ambleside to Latrobe or Latrobe to Ambleside and started work with the Latrobe Council.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Are there any further speakers? I'll ask Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against, nay. The ayes have it. Alderman Jarman, thank you. Okay, do I have a mover of item 5.2?
You do, Mr. Chair.
Alderman Goodwin. Second. Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Goodwin.
No, a lot further to add, Mr. Chairman. It's all in the report. It covers it quite comprehensively. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? Yeah, Alderman Rockliffe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I note that the list of projects that we could probably use as capital funding for this project includes the Maidstone Park Gymnastics Car Park. And I note there's an asterisk next to it, but I can't see what the asterisk refers to. So I'm a little concerned about the funding for that if the gymnastics club goes ahead. Thank you.
Sri, Mr. Chairman, can easily answer that. In the five-year plan, we had actually included the gymnastics car park in year two, 1920. Because it's also in the 1819 year actual allocation, so there it was a double up, and so therefore that's it was nice and handy actually that it was there.
Thank you. Are there any further questions?
I was going to ask exactly the same question.
Okay. No further questions. All right, Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Mr. Chair.
I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.3, do I have a mover, please? Oh, sorry. So the mover of item 5.3, Alderman Matthews. Do I have a seconder?
Yep.
Alderman Rockliffe, thank you. Alderman Matthews.
Yeah, nothing really to add, Mr. Chairman. It's pretty comprehensive what's happening, and it's quite, everything's in order. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Rockliffe.
Ditto. I note that we've still got quite a few actions to undertake. However, we've still got about 3 years on the strategy, so hopefully we will be... continue to be up to date with that and continue to work through the actions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? Alderman Matthews to close.
Consider it closed.
Okay, I put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 6.1, do I have a mover, please?
I move.
Thanks, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Rockliffe. Alderman Goodwin.
Quite a comprehensive report once again, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Rockliffe.
No, it's all in the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any speakers, further speakers to the item? No. Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 6.2. Do I have a mover, please?
Second.
Alderman Matthews and Alderman Jarman. Alderman Matthews.
Yep, no, nothing further to add, Mr. Chairman. That's, again, pretty comprehensive, so nothing to add.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, just a couple of things I'd like...
Sure.
A couple of things I'd like to mention, if I may. Well done on the Victoria Parade path renewal. It's looking all the better down there. It's one of our proudest moments of improving anything down on our wonderful area on the river. So we're just doing a wonderful job, and I can just see in the future how well this is going to be utilised. And also, just on page 135, if I can ask, I don't know who can answer that the question, it's an all abilities ramp. If I can just have a little explanation about it, because it sounds fantastic. But it's Melrose Street and Flour Mill Bay. And I don't know Flour Mill Bay, and I'm sorry I haven't had the time to research that.
Can I?
Page 135, 1.9.
I might refer that to Mr. Williams, if I may. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
The All Abilities Ramp is suitable for getting a wheelchair or a pram or any other person with limited mobility down onto the beach, similar to the one at the Bluff, although that one's often obstructed with shingle. But this one in Flower Mill Bay, which is... Devonport, off the Melrose Street car park, where we've put the fitness equipment in recently.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Where we're about to upgrade the toilets and the playground there as well.
Fantastic news. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alderman Jarman. Are there any further speakers to the motion? Alderman Rockliffe? No? No. Okay, we'll ask Alderman Matthews to close.
Closed.
Thank you. We'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. And it's 5:43, I'll call the meeting closed. Thank you. Thank you for attendance.